This is just a short kind of training on how to work any event. Are we all doing our best? And the reason I wanted to train on this is because it's something that Lydia and I have been doing for, quite some time. If we don't get enough contacts in, because we all should make, the whole business is based on what? Daily activities. What do you do every day? How many new contacts you're getting? How many presentations you're doing a week? How many, all these things. How many invites? How many follow-ups? And then you just keep rolling this over. And plus doing, of course, support work for your team. But when we start getting away from those daily activities, that's when our business shrinks. It doesn't grow, it shrinks. And you can say, well, Mary Jo, my business is growing and I'm not doing all that. Well, that's because other people are growing it for you. And, you set an example by your activities or lack thereof. So the important thing is, if you want your business to grow, you want to set a great example for other people in your organization. So you want to make commitments on daily activities, daily and weekly activities. That's the whole bottom line for our business operation. So one of the ways to get new contacts, if you feel like you're just not getting enough by lifestyle, i.e. going to the post office, grocery shopping, whatever that looks like, then you need to start getting out and going to events. You need to find different events to go to do prospecting, to find new people. And some people get stuck. And as I started describing this, I said, well, how do you find new open events? Where do I find open events for my community or surrounding communities? Because some of you may be in very isolated communities, so we need to maybe make a trip, travel somewhere on the weekends or something, to go somewhere to a larger community where you can be more actively involved in some of these events. So how do you find open events for prospecting? Well, I gave you a whole list, and obviously this list is not exhaustive. There are 101 ways to find events for prospecting, but there are different ways. Number one, check the newspaper. I find the newspaper is just a wealth of information. Of course, I'm in the DFW area, so we have an entire guide section. We don't even have to go dig through a newspaper to find it. We have it's probably a 60 pages long or 100 pages, I don't know exactly how many pages. Every weekend, there's a guide section. I think it's published on, I thought it was Wednesday, but that's when the grocery store ads come out, so I have that confused. But Friday, we have a guide section, and it's in there, and they don't just post what's going on this weekend. They post what's this weekend, all next week, and even sometimes 2 weeks, 3 weeks in advance. Because it depends on the advertiser for the event. They might post something in there for a month ahead of time, so it's in there for 4 weeks straight. So you get all sorts of events in the newspaper. Just find the location in your paper where that's posted and pick and choose which events you think will have the most population, but highest and best possible target group. So if you're going to an event, if there's an event for for musicians, that are at a certain professional musicians, you may say to yourself, wow, I don't have anything in common with that. I think those people are going to be probably not as interested in health or saving children all over the world. I don't know if they're going to be more, in their heads and in their specific skill set in this event. That may not be the event you choose to go interact with people. If you happen to be a professional pianist, maybe that's the event you choose because you have a similarity with them. But, pick and choose events that make most sense to you in terms of your capacity for you, who you are, your capacity to share, your capacity to get to know people. That, you follow me? So you don't pick, crazy off the chart. Unless you're limited, there may only be two events going on in your area. So you might go to some Plato reading event. That's not going to be a good event because there's not a lot of socializing that goes on at the event. You want an event where there's going to be a lot of interaction. So look for an events that have lots of interaction. So checking the newspaper. Checking the web, okay? I had a gal I was on a call with in my organization last week, and she says, well, we just don't have very many events going on in our community. And I go, really? So, right? Because what do we tend to do? We tend to defend ourselves. Why we're not participating? That's our first response. So I went on the internet and I put in the city from where she was, and I put the word events. So just type in a Google search the city and events, and you'll get. I mean, I found it took me 5-10 seconds to find 50 events, and I didn't even try. I just found, and there were over 50 events listed for the upcoming weekend. So don't tell me you don't have city events. You can find that. So type in city and events. A third way to do it is contact local community place, you know, community centers where they have event calendars, like, you know, the community centers, you have the courthouse, you have the mayor's office, you have the, I mean, there's all sorts of community different that are in charge of event scheduling, are in charge of making sure they have police staff available for those things. So you can see where a lot of different parts of the community get interactive when events are taking place within the community. So if you live in a small community, you go to the, you know, mayor's office or the whatever and find out what's going on in the community. There's lots of ways to trigger what is happening in your community on a weekly basis. Now, I'm aiming this towards weekends because that happens to be the time when I spend most of my time at these kind of events because it's more free time for me. But you can also, it doesn't limit you during the week, of course. You can join different clubs and different groups because they have their own group activities. So if you want to be part of, you know, if you the Lions Club or you want to be part of the Shriners or you want to be part of, you know, there are 101 different groups out there that you could join. You could join speakers groups, whatever, and you can have your own events through that. www.meetup.com on any subject of interest. You can find meetup groups that get together on specific areas of interest. And what might you plug in there? You might look at mission-oriented people. You might look at health-oriented people. You might find, you know, areas that would suit and be a bit better fit for who we are, because now you're going to find people with more like interests to yours, right? So that would be helpful as well. You'll have a greater response if you go to a group with like interests. You'll also come across, if you start going after just health events, you're going to come across with other network marketing companies that are involved in health, but who cares? Because none of them have what we have. None of them are social entrepreneurs, and you might be able to be doing some massive marketing amongst other networkers that are looking for a greater purpose. They're trying to rise above. And so how cool was that for you to be able to do that? In fact, Bo Short is one of the guys that said the other day, he said, there's no reason in the world why you can't go after other network marketing company people today like never before, because you're different. You're so absolutely different. This isn't about competing about a product. It's none of that. It's all about where's your social consciousness here and are you really making a difference in this world? Do you want to leave a legacy or do you want to go after just making money? What's your choice here? Would you like to do both? At the same time, your company doesn't give you that opportunity. So so it's, you know, we really have something that's head and shoulders above what other companies have now because of the M5M program. Okay? So meetup groups, post inquiry on Facebook. So you could even put something on your own Facebook page about, you know, groups and meetings, looking to do something this weekend. Anyone have any great ideas? If you have lots of people in your area as friends on your Facebook, and just say, hey, anyone got a great meeting? Because that's what Facebook's about. It's about relationships. It's about building relationships and communicating with people, and you'll be surprised how many things pop up that way. You could even put a place on your Facebook where you just talk about, you know, local events happening or things that are going on, you know, what's going on in the community. The Yelp .com is another great get-together place on happening events. And then just use your own imagination. I'm just opening up a can of worms here for you because I clearly don't have a market on this. I'm not the one that's, you know, has all the information. I'm just trying to generate ideas for you guys who seem to be stuck. Because once again, this is where we fall short. No matter how many years I spend in this industry, I keep telling you over and over again, I cannot overemphasize the concept of connecting with people. It's where we fall short. We'd love to be involved in Mission 5 Million. We'd love Manatech. We'd love Sam Castor. We'd love the orphanages. We love the Amber Toast. All these things we just really got down that we really enjoy so much. It's so terrific. But the problem is we're not sharing it. And people will look at me and go, well, Mary Jo, I just don't have anyone to share it with. And I'm going, wow, there are millions of people out there that don't have any clue what this company's about. None. So it's really important for us to go out there and do that. I mean, I was sitting in a doctor's office last week about I had a little numbness in my leg, and I was in Baylor Medical Center, and there was a girl there that Lydia started a conversation when I was meeting with the nurse practitioner. I came out, And I saw her talking to this gal. I said, Lydia, who is this? And Lydia goes, oh, and, you know, introduced me to Tanya, and she was going to seminary, and now she's getting a marketing degree. And I said, really? I said, well, let me tell you what we're up to. I mean, it took me less than 5 seconds of meeting this woman, and I was already into what we're up to. And she was hilarious. She looked at me. She goes, Manatech? She says, I know Manatech. She says, a friend of mine used to work there. And I go, really? So what do you know about it? I mean, it just... You don't have to run into, if you're not in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you probably won't find too many people that answer it that way. But the likelihood of me coming across somebody who had a friend that worked at Manatech, that's not really high either, right, percentage-wise. But it just led into a conversation. I told her, here's my card. I want you to look at this. Give me your contact info, right? It was just a beautiful interchange. It took all of less than a minute. But Lydia had done the legwork. She was so funny when we got outside. She got outside the door, and she goes, yeah, Mary Jo, I left her for you to close. You know, she started. But as Lydia says, if she can do it, anybody can do it. So it's just about meeting, no matter where you are, make a connection with people. But today, of course, we're talking about specific events, pushing yourself outside the box to go to events that you may not go to otherwise, except for the sole purpose of building relationships and getting connections. Plan the event ahead of time. I think this is really important. And a lot of us don't do it. And sometimes I don't do it because, you know why? I find myself running out of time, which is not a good excuse. It just means it wasn't a priority for me, which is bad. So I take, I'm bad on that one. But another one was when I went up to Minneapolis, and my team member up there said to me, she says, Mary Jo, we're going to the Monarch Butterfly Festival. Well, I didn't really, that was like, okay. So all of a sudden, I found myself at a Monarch Butterfly Festival, right? So I didn't have any time to research that one at all. But the reason you want to research it ahead, and I'll give you the reasons why and what to do about it. First of all, what type of person do you think you'll find there? And the reason that's so important so that you don't walk into a festival or something and go through a shock period. And that's exactly what happened to me. So let me just tell you my experience around the Monarch Butterfly Festival. Here I was. I was in Minneapolis. We went out the next morning, 10 o'clock, got to the Monarch Butterfly Festival. And the first thing I did is I surveyed the whole. It was outdoors on a lake. Of course, everything in Minneapolis is on a lake, or Minnesota, because they got a zillion lakes, right? You know, it's great. Anyway, it was wonderful. They had all these booths all set up on the grass, and they had a grandstand over here where people were. They had music, and they had speakers, and they had dancers, Indian native dancers from Mexico. And I mean, it was just a really neat, lots of activities going on. But the majority of activities in the booths, I was surveying all of this, they were all kids. They were all like little kids, like 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, 8 years old. And they were doing all sorts of arts and crafts things around butterflies and nature. And I mean, it was really cool to watch these kids working so hard, and parents, you know, looking over their shoulder. And I was like, I was getting in this stage of, well, this looks like a total bust. And that's what was going through my head. Now, first of all, you got to get rid of the negativity. Where's that coming from? Each and every one of us, and it's important for me to be honest with you, because then you can be honest with yourself to recognize that, you know, not even presidentials out there have negative thoughts that enter their brain from time to time, right? So I was already coming up with, quote-unquote, letting that little voice inside my brain talk me out of this being a terrific prospecting event. So I had to stop that thing about, oh, my gosh, look at all these kids. How do I approach these parents? They're leaning over the kids doing artwork. What do I do, walk up and say, oh, I mean, sure, I could. I mean, it might take me an hour just to get to know them, and they're going to wonder why I'm focusing on them for an hour, right? Because the kids are already engaged in artwork. So I'm sitting back going, oh, I don't know how to do this. And then I said, stop it. I just got out the big stop it card in my brain, and I said, listen to that nonsense. I mean, whoa. And so I turned off that little faucet, and I turned on the faucet of, I'm going to pick up 10 new contacts. So because I hadn't prepared in advance, I hadn't set my goals, but I made a commitment right then I was going to get 10 new contacts, no matter what. And they were incredibly invaluable experiences to be had at this butterfly festival. Just change of attitude. Plant the seed of being terrific, of creating incredible results, all right? So that's part of preparation. So if you're prepared, you don't have to go through the negative by being shocked at what you find at an event, right? You still might be shocked, but you still got to deal with that. Okay, so prepare 30 minutes, 2 weekends. This past weekend, I attended Grape Fest on Saturday morning. I had about 2.5 hours that I had available of time. So Lydia found Grape Fest in Grapevine, and that was about a bunch of winos. No, lining up the street. No, it was about grapes, though. I mean, there are a lot of wineries around here. There are more than you would ever expect in Texas. But so a lot of people were walking up and down the streets with glasses of champagne at 10:30 in the morning. Not me, anyway. And there are not lots of people, but I saw a number of them. I was a little surprised. I think they were saying something like it has to be noon somewhere in the world because apparently they don't drink until afternoon. But it was just a relaxed festival. Lots of booths, lots of vendor booths, lots of people selling, lots of places to sign up for things. I mean, it was just a lot of variety from A to Z, right? So I didn't really, I knew it was going to be a full pack variety, but mostly vendor stuff. There wasn't anything, that was going to be particularly, like, directed, except at the fact of wine. Okay, there's going to be a lot of wine things going on. So I had a little bit. But so you just want to make sure, again, prepare in advance to you have an expectation of what you're going to see there, what's going to happen. Number two, part of planning your event is business cards. Do you have the appropriate business cards? Don't go into these events with some handwritten piece of paper. I mean, don't go in there with, oh, here's my business card, but it's like outdated because we've become a social entrepreneur company, and this is network marketing, and now we're not network marketing anymore. Because, well, look at all the excuses that go around there. People want to join you because of your professionalism, because they look up to you and they say, wow, I'd like to be a part of her team. She's really got it together. So don't go there looking like you're all disheveled and you're falling apart. You want to have something that's, you know, very professional looking if you're going to attract champions. And that's what we're all out to do. We want to attract people who want to champion this cause. That doesn't mean you have to come in with suit and tie. It just means you want to make a presentation of professionalism. So the business card is really critical, and it has to be full of your information. We have on our business card today, we have our website. We have our. In fact, I have a Facebook page. It's really cool. I'll talk to you a little bit about how Lydia did this. We basically took the card, just to give you some idea. Some of you have already seen this because I've made it available to people. We took Manatech's card that they have on the. They have card examples in the resource library, and on the back side, it's got that cute little girl holding the tub of PhytoBlend powder with M5M Mission 5 Million on it. What if you could change your world and the world at the exact same time? And then what we did is on the front side, I have Manatech, and I changed the language to say social entrepreneur because Manatech is a social entrepreneurial company now. So I want to make sure we're putting that stake in the ground on my business card. And then I have my name down. I put down presidential director, which I have no problem doing. The M5M little green bands are on the card, of course. My cell, my email, my website, okay. And then that's my blog site, isn't it, Lydia?
Yes.
Yeah, my blog site's there. And then I have my Facebook. So I'm all social five over this card. My Facebook, and what I did for my Facebook address, instead of putting the lengthy address there, what we did is we went on, and a lot of you know how to do this, so I know I'm speaking down to you, and I apologize, but some don't. If you go to GoDaddy, you can get you can set up another website, pick a domain name, and then have it forwarded to your Facebook. So instead of putting a lengthy Facebook site there, my domain that I purchased on GoDaddy for $10 or something, it reads m5mnow.net. Isn't that cool? m5mnow.net. So that's on all my business cards. And when they type that in, that's really easy. It's 366 digits and then .net. And that's how simple it is for them to get to my Facebook page. And there they have it all, right? They have mission, they have products, they have Join Me, all that information there. So that's what I have on my business card, and those are the ones I'm using, just to give you some idea. And then on the back side, Lydia added the QR code on the back side. Some of you don't know what QR means, but you should because it's in our storybook today, right? The Manatech storybook. There are QR codes all throughout that where you can take your phone, your smartphones, and you can just pick up on that, and it pops right up on your phone or your iPad. Well, I put a QR code, or Lydia had a QR code put on my business card. QR stands for Quick Response, and it goes directly to my mission section of my blog. because it's so appropriate with what's on the backside of that card. So that's where that QR goes. So that's how I've built my business card. Everybody needs to build one. You know, we can get these made for $20 for 250 cards. They're just terrific. They're beautiful color, and both front and back, and very, you know, really heavy duty card stock. So, but make sure your business card is a presentation of you. So if you shortchange that, you're shortchanging their evaluation of you. Because remember, first impression is such a big part of everything that happens in your life. Okay, so business cards, enough on that one. Get some scripts down, absolutely. Do not go to these things thinking you're going to go and talk to people if you don't have any scripts down. Really, it makes all the difference in the world. You can take a bunch of associates from your organization. That's usually what I do. I try to invite other people in my organization so they can see, even if they don't do a lot of talking. This past Saturday, I had a member, a virtually new member of the downline, come with me, and he kind of perused and he just was ecstatic. He didn't really make a lot of contacts himself, but he looked at me after being with us for about an hour, and he was almost giggly because he goes, I can do this. This is about building relationships. This is so easy. I love this new part of Manitech. I mean, he had seen the old part because his mom was in it and has been for years, but he just saw a new side of Manitech that he'd never seen before. What a great introduction to people, and to allow them to see how simple this is. It's just connecting with people. But have the scripts down, know what you're going to say, talk about Tom's shoes, I love talking about the Tom's shoes, there's nothing that could ever offend anyone when you talk about mission, right? You can't offend people when you discuss mission. So that's what I love to share with people, but I typically like to find out about them as well. I mean, and we're going to talk about, you know, interacting with people in the next section of the call. But you want to get your scripts down. You want to understand who you're going to be up against. That's why you want to understand the different people. What kind of person do you think you're going to find at this event? You're going to find grandmothers. I'm going to tell you one of my most impactful interchanges this past Saturday. Lydia will probably tell you other ones. But one of my most impactful ones was with a woman who I said, do you have any grandchildren? And she said, yes, I got four. And I said, oh, aren't they the best? And I started talking about that T-shirt that said, if I would have known being a grandmother was, or being grandparents was this or having grandkids was this great, I would have skipped having kids first, right? It's a great T-shirt. And I actually can wear that with the reality of knowing that that's exactly what I did. Because I married a man with two children. I have two stepdaughters, and they've produced seven grandchildren for me, so I couldn't be more happy. So the important thing here is, though, that I talked to her about my grandkids, because we had, you know, what do I know is in that woman's heart, right? I don't know very many grandparents that don't love their grandchildren. And so I talked about my grandkids. I said, you know, I have seven grandkids, and, you know, after I shared a little bit about the mission, and I said, they're all taking these nutrition products, and not one of them has any. We've never had any ADD, ADHD, allergies, asthma, because I know grandmothers, their heart hurts for all the children's sickness today, doesn't it? They hate it when they think about, oh, my gosh, the breathing treatments or the this, or I had tubes in the ears and I had to do this. I mean, stuff that you and I never heard about when we were growing up, for those of you in my age group, right? So today it's like commonplace. And I have seven kids that never had any of that, which is so awesome. So I get to talk about that and share, you know, my healthy grandkids, and they've been on these products. But I said, but you know what's really neat about this program, too? And she says, what? And I said, that every month when these kids get their box in from Manitech with their real food nutrition products, when they open them up, there's a little card in there, and it's a thank you card. And some of them say gracias. And I said, so it's from a child from Guatemala. And they go, wow, this woman, her eyes got so big. And she started talking. She goes, so these kids get the idea that they're helping in this mission. And I go, absolutely, they're players. They get the idea that they can make a difference in this world. And this woman was so excited. I don't even think, she was excited about the nutritional products, but she was even more excited about building this social consciousness in her grandkids. So that was exciting. But so you know, get that down. How are you going to communicate with these people? What's important to them and how this can work for them? Parents, you can talk to parents about just, you know, the trouble their kids are having with, you know, all these issues. And parents love to talk about, too, building social consciousness with their kids. Professionals, what kind of professionals you're going to come across. Gen Yers, you know, some of us at 50, 60 years old, we're sitting there and going, how are we going to relate to 20-year-olds? You know what? These people look at you like you've gained, you got 40 years of experience they don't have. You have something to offer them. You have knowledge. They're young and free-spirited and want to change the world. And guess what? You have knowledge to help them and talk to them about all the things and the different pursuits people go after. But how cool it is if you can pursue charity and wealth at the same time. They love that line. So start using that around Gen Yers. They love the idea of getting financial stability because they understand the need for money. But they also have this big passion or heart for changing the world. And again, getting their information is important, but we'll talk about that in a later plate. So get your scripts down. D is commit to collect a fixed number of contacts. I always tell people before you go to any event, make a commitment. It's just the same thing that we do with setting goals. Setting goals are crucial. If you go to an event and you don't have a commitment, then you know what? You might leave sooner. You might not be pushing yourself outside the box to go and collect people's cards and names and information, contact information. So make a commitment. And I usually do at least, my commitments are always at least 10 or at least, you know, 20 or at least something. You could do at least 5. But collect those, that at least that amount. So you can't leave the event until you have that many contacts, that much information. Okay, once in attendance at the event, what do we do next? Number A, I put in here, avoid your negative thoughts. Dismiss them. If you walk in that event and you walk around with any negative thoughts about this isn't working or how can this work better or what am I, and you get all caught up in your head, get out of it. Don't listen to the trash talk. Don't listen to any of that garbage that you might be feeding yourself. This is a joyful time. It's an opportunity for you to be in relationship with other people. And that's, by George, that's what we're on this planet to do, is be in relationship. So be in relationship. Get out there, meet new people. Unless you are just sitting back in your house going, I am so ecstatic that I have all these people I love so much, I don't want any more people in my life. And if that's where you are, I don't think you belong in Manatech, right? Because that's not our heart. And we need to get 5 million people started on these products to hit our mission, our goal. So each and every one of us needs to step up, right? We need to play our part. So get rid of the negative thoughts. Come only from positive. Shift that stinking thinking. Maybe you need to, you know, on your way over to the event, play the, you know, the real switch. Is that what it is, Lynn? Or make the switch? Make the shift. Think. Make the switch is the one we came up with about Vitomatrix. Make the shift is the one that's a great CD that you should have in your car. Do you know how many of my associates today have that or champions have that in their car? They just leave it in their car because they spend so much time in their car, they plug it in every time they go somewhere. It's a great, great CD. Make the shift. And if you don't have it, you can get it. I don't think Manatech sells it. Video Plus sells it. Oh, MPM material for Manatech, you can buy it. Okay, great, super. So get them. In fact, that would be a great gift for you who don't have them to get them and give them to your organization as gifts. So avoid the negative thoughts. B, look for ways to build relationships. So some of you get out there and you go, okay, I'm going to go build relationships. And you go, and then nothing comes out of your mouth because you don't know what to say. How many of you, if I asked, how many of you feel that way, I'd see a bunch of hands climb up, I know, right? Your hands would all go skyrocketing because you have some level of discomfort around that. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you are what? Interacting with people. Everybody's waiting to hear from you. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know what you're up to. So what you want to do is give them the opportunity to find out. So look at it that way. That's what I walk around. Here's my status. When I walk into an event, I look at all these people and I go, none of them know that we have this phenomenal mission, that we're able to combine charity with building wealth. No one else has that opportunity. And So why would I ever even conceptualize that I'm going to be quiet about this? Why wouldn't I want to open up and share this with the world, right? I want to share it with everybody. I mean, everyone. I want to just go crazy with it and share it with everyone. So my idea is I can't wait to tell. So psych yourself up. Do some jumping jacks in the parking lot, whatever it takes. But you have something so special to share that no one knows about. So, okay, so our goal is this. Okay, we're stepping in. Now we're going to go find. So how do I start a relationship? Number one thing I do is I always try to find something similar. Now, how easy is it to find something similar when you're at an event? Especially when you're walking around from booth to booth. There are going to be some booths that you go to that there's just nothing similar. You're just not going to find similarities. And let me start off with that because I want to introduce to you something that you got to be careful with. Because I blew up in this booth. I mean, I didn't blow. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't do any of that. But I want to say, quote unquote, I ruined a possibility this weekend at the Grape Fest. I was walking around booth to booth, and I was doing a great job, or you know, with lots of these people having a lot of fun with the interactions. And then all of a sudden, I came across this booth that had all this, like, you know, hot pepper stuff, hot salsa, very popular in Texas. I can guarantee you, any festival you go to, there's going to be somebody with a booth that's all about hot salsas, all these. So they were offering tests, and the guy behind the thing was going, hey, do you like peanut butter? Do you like peanut butter? And he was pointing, you know, poking it out at people. And I looked and I said, as long as it's got no hydrogenated fats in it. And you know what? What was that about? Here I was out there, of course, really conscientious about my health. I don't use any hydrogenated fats in my diet, and I try to keep them out of my house at all costs, right? So hydrogenated, number one thing that has tons of hydrogenated fats is peanut butter. It's classic. There are good ones out there, but most of them have tons of hydrogenated fat. So I said, not if it has. Well, I was trying to be knowledgeable and brilliant about nutrition instead of building a relationship with this guy. So what did I just do to his entire business? Anyone standing at that booth all of a sudden went, hydrogenated fats, right? The poor guy trying to market his hot pepper stuff just looked at me like, you know what? You just caused all these people not to be interested in what I'm selling. You know, I'm sure this was going through his head. He didn't say anything to me, and I stayed there for a while, and I didn't actually buy anything, but I was working with him on a couple of products that I was considering buying, one with avocado in it. But you got to be careful. I'm telling on myself that you don't blow up. Because there was no chance of me getting this guy interested in my mission or my health right? I mean, I could try to come backdoor and tell him about how much you know about hydrogenated fats and what the impact it's having on our bodies. But you know what? He was there to do what? He was there to sell his products. So for me to try to undercut him wasn't going to be an effective way of getting him involved in our mission. So I blew that one. But you can make mistakes, be honest about them. But the reason I tell you this is because I just want to make sure that we don't let one part of our personality come out and override the purpose for which we're there, right? So vendor booths. So you go to vendor booths. When you look at different vendor booths, if you find similar things that you love, like let's say you love pottery, or you love, you know, you love embroidery work, or you love, you know, alcohol would have been a big one at the Grape Fest. There are a lot of different, you know, they had these different powders that you add to wine that change the flavor. Peach mango, you can add to Chardonnay and make it like a peach. I mean, it was really fascinating to me. But when I looked at the ingredients, they were like pathetic. I mean, it was just, I said, so really this is just 100% sugar. You know, I asked them some questions about it. But I did actually bond with those people as well, telling them what we do as a mission. But the idea is that I wasn't going to have a similarity about what they were selling there, right? But you can find places where you have a lot of similarities, things that actually interest you, and those are the booths that you're going to be most excited about, that you're going to have the most fun at, because it's somebody that has a similar interest to you, and that's great. So bind over the similarity. If you don't have a similar one, then you want to go and build a relationship and talk to them just how did they get involved, whatever got you started. You can ask questions. As long as the booth isn't really busy, which it wasn't for us between 10 and 12, notice when we went. If we went at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we probably would have been packed. So it would have been harder to interact with the people at the booth. But you want to be able to share with them and talk to them how they ever got involved, what are they doing, did you start your business, what do you like most about it, does he find that it takes a lot of your time, you know, and just find, get some information from them. Really be interested in them, how they got started, you know. And then you can share what you're up to doing. Yeah, and saying, you know, I don't know how much money this is making for you, but I just have, I want to share an opportunity for you because I don't know, you have a heart and passion for children and helping save kids from malnutrition. We've got a program that whereby you can help save children and global malnutrition at the same time as you can totally change your world by adding significant wealth in your life. Would you like to look at that as a possibility? So what you're doing is there's a trade-off with some of the booths. You're going to be able to give them a trade-off rather than standing out in the heat, 12 to 24 hours every weekend at festivals trying to make a couple hundred bucks a month. You're going to introduce them to the possibility of how they can make a couple thousand, 6,000, 8,000 a month doing something that from their creature comforts of their home, with a little exposure on going out and connecting with people. But the idea is to save lives as well as make income. So you have an opportunity, but you have to get to know them first in order to get to that point. But that's a way of interacting with them. You visit the food areas where people sit at tables, right? So you get every festival you go to or whatever, there's always an area where there are picnic tables, people eating foods. Don't sit at the empty one. How many of you right away make a direct beeline to the empty table? Sit at the table where there are other people sitting. I mean, you don't sit on their laps, but you sit about a foot or 2 feet away, and you can eat right there or drink or whatever you're doing, and then you can get in conversation with them. And so that's what you want to do. Be in conversation, right? That's our goal, be in conversation with people. So you want to get close enough to people at the table so that you can be in conversation with them. You can comment on somebody's great, and notice in the outline I just left it blank. When you see somebody walking down the street and you notice something, you can say, wow, that's so cool. Because people come all sorts of different wardrobes and things. You'll find different strange things. Or you can find something that you really like. But be genuine. Don't be disingenuous when you do this because they'll figure that out. So be genuine when you ask them questions about something that they're wearing or doing or whatever's going on. It's just, you know, but look for ways that you can interact with people just walking around. Here's another one. Find something orange. Right? You can find something orange. And we did that when we were at the Butterfly Fest. Guess what color the T-shirts were that they were selling for the Butterfly Festival? They were orange. So we went over to the table where they were selling the T-shirts, and I said, wow, I can't believe you guys made these shirts orange. I said, do you understand what the color orange signifies? Because I said, you know, every like breast cancer is pink, and just cancer overall is yellow, the Live for Strong. I said, orange signifies malnutrition. And I said, let me share with you what we're up to. So that was just open door. You get that? So anything orange just opens the door for you to step into. And you can even, I even pointed out my wristband that I was wearing and showed them the wristband to say, you know, here's how you can get involved. Everybody can make a difference. We all know we can. In fact, if we don't, no difference will be made because no one's been fighting this for the last 50 years. We give them enriched grain-based cereal. So I just go a little bit into what's been happening and how this shift is so dramatically important because Doctors Beyond Borders is demanded, screamed out for it in 2000-2001 for nutrient-dense foodstuff they can add to this. People love that story, and it brings in the validation, Doctors Beyond Borders. He talks about all the food feeding programs, so it really makes sense. So when you talk about orange, that's the direction you're going to go in, and you can get people impassioned or excited about learning more about what we're up to. So that's great. So really, the list goes on and on, but what are your most – you're trying to tie into things. Let me give you another example. One of my people that I was with in Minneapolis, she loves dogs. So she saw a woman walking around. There are a lot of animals at this butterfly festival with a couple of dogs. And she goes, Mary Jo, I think those are Yorkies. And I go, I wouldn't have an idea if they were poodles or Yorkies or mutts or what they were. I don't know anything about dogs, right? So I'm not a dog. I love animals, but I'm not an expert in the dog arena. So anyway, she started looking it up, and she goes, I don't know whether they're Pembrokes or they're this. And she was going into all this analysis. because one of them has tails, one doesn't. So she started getting on her phone, her iPhone, and she said, "Oh, those are Pembrokes." And I go, "Why don't you go over and talk to the woman?" She went over to her and she said, "I couldn't remember were these Pembrokes or not." Then the woman goes, "Yes, they're Pembrokes." And so we started talking about the animals, and I said, "Wow, they look terrific." And she said, "Oh, well, this one over here just went through a bout with cancer," and it just opened a whole conversation about animals and cancer. And I said, "You know, one of my good friends loves golden retrievers, and apparently they have one of the highest rates of cancer deaths of all dogs." And I said, "But it's amazing how many animals, our pets, are getting so sick these days." And she goes, "Yeah, it's happening." And I go, "It's the food." And I said, "Between what we're putting in our foods today and the pesticides on our grass, which animals love to chew on," I said, "we're just destroying our own pets." And she goes, "I agree. I think it's..." And so I talked about the dolphins. Some of you got my email around the dolphins four times multiple of dolphins have hit the beach at the rate, a four times higher rate of dolphins have hit the beach on the East Coast this year than last year. And they're saying that they believe it's tied to pesticides in the waters. We're just dumping so much now, even the oceans are being impacted as large as they are. And what a sad thing that is. And I said, you know, I told her about the article. I said, and the article said, "As the dolphins go, so do the humans." I said, that was such an appropriate closing comment in that article. And then all of that then led into what? What we do. And so we got to share that. So it's just a wonderful, you know, starting from a similarity of dogs, going into a discussion about what's going on in the health of dogs and the health of animals, and as the dolphins go, so do we, and that led right into what we do. So it's just finding that communication linkage and again, similarity. So it's just, there's so many ways to do it, people. You just got to step up and get her done. Once you share and hand out your card, you want to make sure to get their information. Now, this is sometimes a little more difficult because people don't always, especially when you're going to events. A lot of the booths, they have cards, but they don't have anyone's name on it. They specifically have cards that are about the work they do and maybe a website to go to, but they don't have people's names. So I always pick up one of those cards and I'll write their name. I'll say, "What's your name? I'd like to keep in contact with you," and I write that down, right? But you have to have a reason why you want to keep in contact, because people don't just come up and want to, you know, build relationships with people standing in booths. So you better have that earlier conversation that gets kind of involved in what we do, or "I'd love to send you some things," even though there's some websites, "I'd love to send you an email on this." Make a commitment to send them something. That's a great way. In fact, I don't even know if that's written in my outline, but it's a great way. When you make a commitment to send them something, you need to get their information, right? So it's just, you know, because right now we're so proficient with having these beautiful cards with so much information on them already. You could say, "Here's my card, just look at these two things and get back in touch with me." That doesn't work. Why? Because you lose control of the relationship. So you can say, "I have a lot of other things I'd like to share with you in addition to this. So what, could I get your email address?" So you get their email address and their name and then say, "We'll be in touch. Enjoyed it." Because if they enjoyed the interchange they had with you, then they're going to want to keep in touch. Other people want to make new friends too, not just you. So get out there. And you know what? If you can say, "Well, Mary Jo, there are people out there that are really kind of spooky. They don't really want to make friends with anyone." And I then, you know, my comment to you is this. Are they going to make great manateggers? Probably not. So this is also a sifting process. You need to sift through people that are going to really make good manateggers or not, right? All right, so be careful of that. So other things that you can ask people, you want to pass on more information, you have questions of where they're going to be next, you can be inquisitive about where they're going. Because these people that are vendors at these fairs, they tend to be jumping around from place to place. And so you could say, I'd like to keep in touch with you because there's a couple items here, but I'd like to keep in contact to see if you're making new items in the next season. Or, you know, things like that. Or I have a lot of friends that are interested in Christmas presents. How can they get in contact with you? How can my friends get in contact with you, right? You like that? So it may not be about you, but about how my friends can get. I just keep track of all the, you know, in art fairs you go, I love to keep track of the artists who I enjoy. Do you have a card so I can keep in touch? So I can, you know, those kind of things. So make it something that's just so logical and flows. Not, I want to hound you with a networking opportunity. No, not going to work, right? Of course, we're a social entrepreneur company today, so that language has shifted anyway. But you want to make sure that they don't feel like you're just trying to solicit something, that you really, truly have interest in what they're doing, right? Um, And then if you buy something for your own house, of course, you have visitors coming over and say, I love to keep a card on everything that I purchase, the artsy things that I put up in my house, because people ask me from time to time, how, where did I get it? And then I have a reference point that I can send them back to you. You know what? Artists love that, because that's how they gain attraction, right? They gain traction with their artwork based on people showing other people, not just art fairs, but we become part of their you know, their marketing program. So they will definitely give you cards. So just get creative with that. Follow up with people after events and cards. Always 2 days, no longer than 2 days. I'm right on it. I follow up. I'm saying, hey, love seeing you at the event. Where are you going to be this weekend? I'm going to still be in town, and I thought I'd come by and you know, share with you some other my friends might be interested in going with me to see what I purchased or whatever it is. I talk to some of my friends and they want to be there. And, you know, so you start building on that relationship. And then in a way you can just kind of say, by the way, did you ever get a chance to look at some of the, you know, websites I gave you on my business card? See you soon. Of course, what am I aiming at? I'm aiming at building a relationship, not necessarily closing them on Manatech. I'm still building relationship as well. Always building relationship. Put that first and foremost. Building relationship, close on the Manatech thing. Build on, so it looks like what you told them about yourself wasn't you out there soliciting people, but what you told them about yourself was more about what? It was more about, I know about you, let me tell you about me. Not trying to get them actively involved in what you're doing necessarily, but just to know more about you. All right, and then I also put in here, understand personality quadrants. I can't underestimate the importance of, or actually I shouldn't say that, I can't overstate the importance of this. The idea of understanding personality quadrants is really critical because you want to relate to them within their own quadrant. It's worth more than all the money in the world for you to understand personality quadrants. And this is another good reason, if you're not signed up for November 8th through 10th, Roan, this guy is going to be back here. Ron Roan, Rob Roan is his name, Lydia? Rob Roan? Robert Roan. Yeah, he's going to be back at a Manatech event. He's all about personality quadrants. This is critical because you're going to meet some people out there who are analysts. You're going to meet some people out there who are supporters. You're going to meet people out there who are, you know, promoter types or dominant types. I mean, all of the four quadrants, you're going to meet these kind of people. You need to relate to them in their quadrant to be most effective with them. I just had another example of this happen today on one of my coaching calls. I talked about one of my gals does a lot of work in grocery. She has products in health food stores and grocery stores and stuff, and she brings some of her new associates along to be in the store. And I talked about when she said, oh, this is so, they just absolutely were ecstatic about being there last week. So, well, and I said, really, were they? I said, examine it. This is a person, what quadrant is this person in? This person was in a supporter quadrant. You know what supporters do? You walk up to them and you go, you know what, Sarah? You're having another church picnic, and Sarah's done the hot dogs the last 5 years, and she hates hot dogs. But you go up to Sarah, the supporter, and you go, Sarah, we're doing the church picnic this year, we've got you here, we signed up to do the hot dogs again. Is that okay with you? And she nods her head yes, and inside she's going, no, I can't stand it, I hate it, I can't believe I'm doing this again. But she's afraid to disappoint you. She's a supporter. She doesn't know how to say no very well. So she just nods her head yes. They're very loyal people. They're wonderful human beings. Thank God we have lots of supporters on the face of the earth because they balance out other quadrants and they're critically important. But we have to, when we understand their personality type, we can understand, don't take advantage of them and make assumptions about what they like and don't like because they're in the supporter quadrant. So, okay, so that's just an example of what transpired. So you want to be able to understand personality quadrants so that you work with people to help them achieve the best results and put them in the best possible position to succeed. So same way with working with people at events. You want to understand what quadrant they're in so that you can walk in and step in and step into their quadrant with them. Okay, so let me just give you, we have a few minutes left. First of all, is this good information for all you guys? Is this something that's helpful? Is it something you can pick up on, little hints? And some of you have been doing a lot of events and sharing for a long time, so maybe this is a great call to give some of your new people who just get started with Manatech as well, so they understand what it takes to go out there and make a difference if they're going to go to events and make, you know, be successful at attending events and getting contacts from events, right?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you it was a fantastic call. I've been in Manatech for 8 years, and I kind of keep coming and going, and this is exactly what I needed. So
great, good. Well, thank God
you.
For that. Then you're on the
yep.
call at the right time. Thank you, Dal.
Yep.
Thanks.
I am.
Thank
you so much.
You bet, Joy. Thanks. Okay, so let me just run through again. We have a couple of minutes. I'm going to run through a couple of things that happened at some of the events so you can get clarity on them. One of the ones that just happened this weekend, there were two women, and I didn't even remember. I didn't even put the name of the booth. What booth were those two women at? The one that gave the keychains. Was it a banking one? Was it a banking booth?
Verizon.
A Verizon booth. Okay, Verizon. Now, what do I have? You know, you can go up to a Verizon booth at the Great Fest, right? So what the heck do we have in common about Verizon? I mean, who needs Verizon for anything? But we looked at the entire booth, right? And there were two women in the booth. They had this little game you could play to get a free this or a free that. You just had to drop this plastic thing that went down a ladder of nails and stuff like that. And so there were three of us there, and we all played the game, and we were laughing about what we wanted to get, and we were rooting, and we became like a cheerleading group. It was really quite funny. And after we got done with it, you know, about the Verizon stuff, we talked a very little bit about Verizon. I said, let me share with you ladies what we do. And I got involved in, and I was wearing my T-shirt that says Nourish, ManaRelief.org. So I was wearing a T-shirt that really indicated who we were as well. They're great blue T-shirts. So I started talking to these two ladies. I said, have you ever heard of Tom's Shoes? And I went through the whole, because they were both in their 20s or early 30s, but we were young. Anyway, so I talked to them about Tom's Shoes, and I went into all that, and then I talked about malnutrition. I said, we're associated with a company that has this real food technology. It's about getting everything from plants, because you realize how much we – and this woman looked at me, and she goes, I have a child. I've just gotten total custody of her, and she said she has celiacs, and it's a nightmare to me, Mary Jo. I'd introduce myself. It was wonderful. How did I know she had – I didn't know anything about that. But, I mean, we talked through all this stuff about Tom's Shoes, about this real food nutrition. So she wasn't as fascinated about, you know, saving kids' life as she was her own child. Saving children was about her own child. She told me, she says, I've been incapable of adding weight to my child's body because of this celiacs. And I said, oh, my gosh, do we need to talk? I said, I actually have a certified nutrition. I'm a certified nutrition coach, so I'd love to help you as well. Now, that was just something I happen to have in addition to, you don't need any credentials. That person is looking at you. You're associated with a real food technology company. You can support her and help her, right? So how terrific was that interchange? It was a Verizon. Now, how many people would have stopped at a Verizon booth? And you see, you're going to find people everywhere. So don't ever discount what the booth is and not stop. If there's a way you can stop, and the only reason we could, I really wouldn't have probably stopped at the Verizon booth, except they had this little toy, this game to play where you drop the thing. And it wasn't for kids, it was for anyone. So we went and played the game because we knew that was going to be able to create some joy and have fun and, you know, interact with these girls. So when they each got our cards, we got their contact information, guess what? We're off to the races, right? I mean, that's great. So another opportunity there. And we went to a couple children's booths with children's items, which are great. And those are where I saw the grandmothers. We talked a little bit about that. There was a health insurance booth, how to reduce your health insurance costs. Of course, that's perfect for us because why? We're all about health. You don't go there and say, well, I think health insurance is the wrong approach. And don't undercut them. Don't ask them about hydrogenated, you know, oils in their peanut butter. Don't shut them down. Just talk about what we do in the health field and see if they have some interest in being involved with us and ending global malnutrition in kids. So something like that. We also, standing in line for food. Let me tell you this example. Standing in line for food at one of the booths 2 weeks ago, there was a woman in front of me with a little girl, about 8 years, not little, but maybe 8 years old, and they were talking about what they were going to order, and she says, okay, they're serving mango on a stick. Isn't that something? Of course, that wasn't in Texas. That was in Minnesota. I don't think I've ever seen mango on it. Here we only have deep-fried corn dogs on sticks or stuff like that. But we didn't, mango on stick would never cross the line because they would go out of business as a booth. Yeah, they just. If I, by the way, I just have to laugh a little bit about being in Texas too. And I, you know, I, of course, I've lived here many, many years. But the top awards at the State Fair Park in foods, every single one of them, like there are like 10 of them, the top 10, they were all deep fried foods. It was like one of them's deep fried butter, deep fried. Oh, I mean, it was just so gross. It was like I was like flipped out. But enough on that. But going back to standing in line for food. So this little girl was going to get mango on a stick, and that was cool enough, right? But her mom then asked her, she said, "What would you like to drink? Would you like a drink?" And she said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Do you want a soda or do you want water?" And the girl said, "I'd like water, Mom." And I just said, "Yahoo!" like that. I was like, yeah, I was right behind him. And they turned around, and I said, "I'm sorry for reacting that way." I said, "I'm in the nutrition field, and I just want to say congratulations to you as a mom and to you as a daughter." I said, drinking water is so critical today. I mean, people just don't get the importance of staying away from soda and especially diet soda. So it opened up a can of worms there. So we got into conversation just over somebody ordering in front of me in the food line. How many of you would do that, right? All opportunities. Not all of them pan out, but because some people don't care. Some people live a life of total apathy. And you know what? Next. But you will find those who really, once they see the opportunity, once they get to, and that's why you have to go out there and do it so frequently, because there are going to be lots of people. We have a lot of apathy in this world, don't we? Yeah. So we need to do that. So we talked about that. We went, we just went and found two women that were staffing a bee protection table about protecting our bees. Are you kidding me? Can you guys think of why we're similar to the bee protection? Oh, I spent 15 minutes at that booth, got two terrific connections there. I mean, it's just neat that we can find places that really make sense. All right, we're done. Oh, we're way past the hour. Anyway, just people, I just want to just empower you to be the best you can be. Go out there, get involved in going to these special events, festivals, art fairs. The fall is upon us. It's a huge time for all sorts of festivals taking place. So make it, and just make it a habit to every weekend choose one or two things to go to and go there and just share, love on people, make a difference in people's lives, open up possibilities for them, grab their contact information, don't forget that, and watch how your business grows, because now you're actively engaged in doing something on a consistent basis that truly will find you the business builders, the champions, they'll find you members who want to take the products, you'll just see your business blossom. All right, everybody, that's all I have for today. Any last-minute comments before we go?
Great call. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. All right, everybody, have a great week. In fact, have a great couple weeks because, again, you're going to get me next week, but not live. You're going to get me on a replay. And then don't forget, next week is the last week of a business period, too. That's next week is the last week of business period 10. We have the Champions, you know, challenge going on right now, so make sure you get your all-star in before the end of next week. You got 2 weeks left. We're halfway through. We got 2 weeks left to make that happen. All right, everybody, love you all, and we'll be talking to you soon.